The Masthead, brought to you by the Seamen's Church Institute, August 2023. In this issue, support the philanthropy challenge for the 2023 SCI Mountain Challenge. CMA offers customized training module to longstanding client. Women Offshore podcast featuring SCI's Phil Shiflin Esquire and the Reverend Christine Brunson. Chaplaincy, the heart of SCI, routine visits. Allison Oderman wraps up CMA Tulane Law Summer Internship. Thank you to our corporate sponsors, American Commercial Barge Line, Ingram, Trinity Church, Wall Street, ABS, Kirby, McAllister, MSC, Moran, Tote, and Seward & Kissel. The Philanthropy Challenge, SCI Mountain Challenge Team registration is closed, but you can still make a difference to mariners and seafarers. This fall, from September 28th to October 1st, 2023, SCI will host its biennial Mountain Challenge. Teams of three competitors will push their physical limits in support of mariners who often face extreme conditions and isolation on a race course that includes hiking, paddling, and obstacle elements at Mount Stowe. Though team registration is closed, you can support our competitors in the Philanthropy Challenge. Teams are actively fundraising to meet their goal of $3,000 per team, which will support SCI's mission. Funds raised will count towards overall team rankings and awards. Support Mountain Challenge teams. Thank you to our 2023 lead event sponsor, Cargill. Thank you to our 2023 peak sponsor, McAllister. Thank you to our 2023 fueling station and breakfast sponsor, UBS. To date, there are 173 donors and 72 fundraisers. Our leaderboard, the top teams, McAllister River Pirates, Cooper Consolidated, Zenno Grain, Where Yet, ACBL Impact, OFM Mountaineers, Munich Travelers, Team TK, Lost Sailors, and Undertow. Our top fundraisers, top 10, Buck McAllister, Chris Frederking, Ryan Witcher, Anthony Elmerico, Sean Dalton, Charlie Gottbrath, Ryan Phillips, Sean Dalton, Colin Gray, and Elisa Gravatt. Seamen's Church Institute is dedicated to champion the mariner. From the Center for Maritime Education, Center for Mariner Advocacy, Port Newark, International Seafarers Center, and Ministry on the River, SCI promotes safety, dignity, and improved working and living conditions for the men and women serving in the maritime workplace. Donate today to support the 2023 Mountain Challenge and the Seamen's Church Institute. See you on the mountain. Center for Maritime Education, CME, offers customized training module to longstanding client. SCI's Center for Maritime Education, CME, has created a new simulator model for AET, tailored for their offshore and global lightering division. This model aims to facilitate training for mariners who operate the lightering support vessels, LSV, in collaboration with ship-to-ship mooring masters during the deployment and retrieval of Yokohama fenders. To build this simulator model, assistance was provided by Kongsberg Digital in Groton, Connecticut, and the Star Center in Dania Beach, Florida. The model facilitates the placement of actual Yokohama fenders on the aft deck of the LSV. It also enables the loading and unloading of jumbo Yokohama fenders alongside the service ship and the vessel undergoing lightering operations. This model aims to assist AET with enhanced training and development of its vessel crews, enabling them to practice emergency and non-standard maneuvers in the safety of a controlled virtual environment. The model will also allow AET to evaluate external providers in different lightering operations and areas. The Center for Maritime Education is thrilled to deliver this customized model design to their long-standing client, AET. CMA believes it will significantly enrich the training experience for AET's crews throughout their global operations. E-learning, simulator training, maritime feasibility studies. See below to explore more about what SCI's Center for Maritime Education can offer its clients. Women Offshore podcast featuring SCI's Phil Shiflin Esquire and the Reverend Christine Brunson. SCI Center for Mariner Advocacy Director Phil Shiflin. and Ministry on the River and Gulf chaplain Christine Brunson addressed the topic of mariner resilience on the Women Offshore podcast, episode 163. Show notes. In today's episode, Christine speaks with Philip C. Shifflin and Christine Brunson from the Seamen's Church Institute about what they do in resilience. They discuss how they help during devastating times and when mariners need support. They highlight that resilience is bending, not breaking, and how to build resilience. They explore how to find the coping mechanisms for yourself and realize it's okay to reach out when you need help. This is another great podcast that everyone can benefit from. A little bit more about Phil and Christine. Phil joined the Seamen's Church Institute as Director of Mariner Advocacy in November 2020, following a 30-year career in the United States Coast Guard. His career included serving as Staff Judge Advocate, Senior Legal Counsel for Coast Guard District 8, and prior to that, Captain of the Port of New Orleans, as well as a member of the United States Delegation to the International Maritime Organization, IMO. Phil is a graduate of the United States Coast Guard Academy, the College of William & Mary Law School, and the Eisenhower School for National Security and Resource Strategy. He currently serves on delegations to various committees of the IMO and as head of the International Christian Maritime Organization's delegation to the International Labor Organization. Phil can be reached at the Center for Mariner Advocacy at CMA at SeamensChurch.org. Christine Brunson comes to SCI from St. Aidan's Episcopal Church in Cypress, Texas. A native Texan, she earned her BA and MS degrees from Baylor University and her MDiv degree from the Episcopal Theological Seminary of the Southwest. Christine shared with others before that, despite having done years of work with military personnel and first responders, the maritime world felt unfamiliar to her before stepping into the SCI chaplain role. Her goal is to tell as many people as she can about this organization. She shares that mariners are just as much part of this country's past as they are its future. Christine feels that not only do we need them, but we also need to care for them. She's grateful to be on the SCI team. Have a listen and subscribe. The Women Offshore podcast can also be found on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and most podcast apps. Make sure to subscribe to whatever app you use so that you don't miss out on future episodes. What did you think of the show? Let us know your thoughts by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also reach out by sending us an email at hello@womenoffshore.org. Seamen's Church Institute 23rd Annual River Bell Awards Luncheon, December 7th, 2023, Paducah, Kentucky. Thursday, December 7th, 2023, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., Paducah McCracken County Convention and Expo Center, 415 Park Street, Paducah, Kentucky, 42001. The Seamen's Church Institute is pleased to announce that our 23rd Annual River Bell Awards Luncheon will be held on Thursday, December 7th, 2023. We hope that you will be able to join us as we celebrate the maritime industry. Registration will be open in September 2023. For more information or to reserve your spot, please contact riverbell@seamenschurch.org or 212-401-4072. Chaplaincy, the heart of SCI. Routine visits by the Reverend David Shirk, SCI Chaplain, Ministry on the River and Gulf. One of my favorite ways to conduct a boat visit is to ride along with a boat store delivery. Larry Barnes and his two crews from Barnes Boat Store know the impact of SCI's ministry on mariners and always welcome SCI chaplains to ride along with their grocery deliveries. After meeting with the Barnes crew in Metropolis, Illinois, we loaded up groceries to catch a line boat passing through the area. As they unloaded the groceries with the crew's help, I met with the captain in the wheelhouse and we chatted about how he and the crew were doing. These conversations are always helpful for the mariners, and such visits also spread the word about SCI chaplaincy, serving as a reminder that we are always there for them. On this visit, after unloading the groceries, I made my way back down through the hatches and ladder wells to the store's boat. While passing through the galley, I was stopped by the cook, and she asked me if I could pray for her. I said, of course. Is there something specific you would like me to pray for? She told me she had fallen a few days earlier and her knee and hip were still in pain. Taking her hand and placing my other hand on her shoulder, I prayed for her right there in the galley. When I was done, I looked up and noticed three crew members also in the galley, with their heads bowed and hats in hand. Boat crews are like family, and I could tell they were moved by the experience. I was moved too. They all thanked me for the prayer and visit as I was leaving. The boat visit was written in the report as a routine, but I think it was more than that. It was meaningful. I felt blessed by the experience. If I had not been out there, I never would have had the opportunity to connect and share God's love with this dear cook and crew. Crisis responses, ceremonial invocations, worship services, and mariner training, just to name a few, are all important roles we play. But this routine boat visit, like many such visits we do throughout the year, served to lift spirits and highlight our ministry of presence. A seemingly modest meeting with mariners passing through can play an essential role in our chaplaincy of the rivers and gulf. Join us in supporting mariners and seafarers. Your donations make a difference. Center for Mariner Advocacy. Read Op-Ed, A Closer Look at MLC 2006 by CMA Director Phil Shifflin, Esquire, Marine Log, July 14, 2023. I quote the substance of that article here. By Philip Shifflin, Jr., Esquire, Director, Center for Mariner Advocacy, the Seamen's Church Institute. Note, while the amendments outlined in this op-ed have not yet entered into force, the period for member states to express formal disagreement runs through June 23, 2024. If all goes well, the amendments are expected to enter into force December 23, 2024. The Special Tripartite Committee for the Maritime Labor Convention met in May of 2022 to consider 12 potential amendments to the Maritime Labor Convention 2006, MLC 2006. MLC 2006 is the international instrument central to protecting the rights of seafarers. It has currently been ratified by 104 countries representing in excess of 96% of the world's tonnage. 8 of these amendments dealt with issues that arose or were aggravated by the COVID pandemic. Of these 8, 5 were approved, but 2 of the 5 that were approved were altered during deliberations in a fashion that likely makes them less effective than the original proposals. Overall, 8 of the 12 proposals were approved. 6 were uncontroversial and were approved with minor changes. These included 1. Ensuring that PPE would be properly sized. 2. That water would be provided free to all seafarers. 3. A new reporting requirement on deaths at sea to better understand the causes and trends. 4. A requirement for seafarers to be made aware of their rights to compensation if an employment opportunity ceases to be available after they are already traveling to the vessel. 5. Reinforcing a seafarer's right to come ashore to receive medical care. 6. Expanding the definition of ship owner to include registered owner, to avoid vessels being detained or cited for a mere technical violation. The other 2 approved proposals attracted much more debate and amendments before being approved. The first of these proposals was focused on assisting abandoned seafarers. One of the challenges seafarers face in abandonment cases is countries not allowing them to be repatriated due to fear of the vessel being left with no crew aboard and the resulting safety concerns. The original proposal would have required those countries to arrange for a replacement crew so the abandoned seafarers could be repatriated. But several countries expressed concern about how this requirement would be administered and funded. To address these concerns, the proposal was altered to read that port states, flag states, and labor supplying states should cooperate to ensure that all MLC 2006 rights and entitlements are provided to abandoned seafarers. While this amendment was welcome, it addressed the problem in a less direct fashion. It will be worth monitoring how effective this amendment proves to be in remedying the underlying concern. The second contested proposal sought to provide free internet access to seafarers. The proposal placed this obligation on ship owners while the vessel was at sea and on countries while it was in port or at anchorage. Ship owners in some countries raised concerns about whether the proposal was achievable from an IT infrastructure perspective, and if it could be achieved affordably. The IT infrastructure concerns were addressed by adding language to the proposal that include caveats like where available, and so far as reasonably practicable. The cost issue was addressed by replacing free with a mandate that any charges be reasonable in amount. This was certainly less than what was hoped for by those who advocate for seafarers. However, it is an incremental step in the right direction and will hopefully help lay the foundation for free internet access to all seafarers in the near future. The other four amendments to MLC 2006 were not approved for various reasons. Two proposals were debated at length and may have been ultimately approved, but the committee simply ran out of time. Of these, one proposal focused on seafarer repatriation issues, while the other focused on a firm term limit for seafarer employment contracts. Both issues needed further discussion, so the committee decided to take up these two proposals at the next meeting in 2025. The final two amendments were ultimately withdrawn and replaced by resolutions. The first of these sought to seek additional guarantees for seafarers that are employed by another entity on behalf of the shipowner. Shipowners felt they already had this obligation and resolved to always sign employment agreements that would be contractually responsible. The seafarer group was agreeable to this, and the resolution was adopted. The second sought to increase the wages that abandoned seafarers could claim from the vessel's surety from 4 to 8 months. Consensus could not be reached on this issue, so the decision was made to pass a resolution establishing a work group to study the issue and make recommendations for the committee to consider at future meetings. The adopted proposals will certainly improve seafarer well-being. However, some of the most severe challenges that seafarers faced during the COVID pandemic have not yet been adequately addressed. Hopefully, the committee can reach consensus on the remaining issues at its 2025 meeting. We must never forget how seafarers were mistreated during the pandemic. It is critical that the rights of this globally essential workforce be better protected in times of crisis. There are four articles that are related to this. August 16, 2023, Environment Op-Eds. Op-Ed, How Maritime Can Help the Defense Sector Be Sustainable. August 14, 2023, Op-Ed, How to Harness AI for Greener Ports. August 9, 2023, Op-Ed, Real-Time Wind Monitoring for Wind-Assisted Propulsion. August 8, 2023, Op-Ed, Using Clean Tech in the Energy Transition. And lastly, August 2, 2023, Op-Ed, Building Today but Designing for Tomorrow. Allison Oderman wraps up SCI Tulane Law Summer Internship. For 28 years, SCI Center for Mariner Advocacy has welcomed students from Tulane University School of Law to intern during their 1L summer. This summer, CMA welcomed Allison, Allie, Oderman to the longstanding program. Here are a few of the projects in which Allie participated. A long-term research project surrounding port security access for seafarers. In light of the 2019 Seafarers Access to Maritime Facilities Regulation, Allie's research will provide CMA with more tools and information to assist mariners with obtaining access to the port. A long-term project communicating with various P&I clubs and open flag registries. This research will provide CMA with more tools and resources when providing seafarers with legal advice. Allie connected with Allie Sedano, the founder and CEO of Women Offshore, to assist with research projects surrounding new Title IX legislation. This research will aid in the enforcement of sexual assault, sexual harassment cases that occur while students, faculty, and staff are attending or working at the academies. A visit to New York City, where Allie met with the American P&I Club, the Liberian Ship Registry, SCI chaplains at the International Seafarer Center, seafarers at Port Newark while on ship visits, and U.S. Coast Guard Sector New York, Port State Control Division. Attended meetings with the Mariner Wellness Steering Committee, work that brings together leaders and experts in the maritime field to discuss mental health issues mariners face and how to address them best. Assisted CMA with a case in which a seafarer was injured and communicated with the seafarer and outside attorney to assist in providing a resolution of the claim. Allie plans to return to Tulane Law in the fall of 2023 to begin her second year of law school. She will also act as a junior member of the Maritime Law Journal, vice president of First Generation Law Society, and liaison for the Young Lawyers Division with Tulane's branch of the Federal Bar Society. I deeply appreciate and thank everyone that I met throughout the program. It was truly an invaluable experience, she said. Allie passes along her thanks to Douglas Stevenson, the Reverend Mark Nesselhut, Chaplain Tom Rhodes, and all of the great staff at Siemens Church Institute. She would like to extend special thanks to Phil Shiflin for his support and mentorship during her time at CMA. Allie visited with the American Club, and Allie was also a part of our team attending the North American Maritime Ministry Association Conference in Seattle. From the SCI Archives, it's Black Cat Appreciation Day. According to a story printed in the July 1939 Lookout, two black cats were born inside the chapel organ at our 25 South Street location. The article quotes SCI's legendary house mother, Janet Roper, who noted, much to her amazement, that those kittens were coal black except for a pure white cross on each of their backs. The attending photo shows two kittens held by a ship's cook. Photo by Seaman K.W. Sawyer. Again, a reminder, SCI's corporate sponsors, the sustaining sponsors, American Commercial Barge Line, Ingram, and Trinity Church, Wall Street. Supporting sponsors include the American Bureau of Shipping, Kirby, McAllister, MSC, Moran, and Tote. And our contributing and in-kind sponsor is Seward & Kissel, LLP. The Siemens Church Institute. Engage in the conversation. If you receive this newsletter as a forwarded email from a friend or colleague, or regularly receive our emails and would like a complimentary subscription to our print magazines, or have even listened to the audio version of this online, send a brief email to the Siemens Church Institute with your email address, your first name, and your last name, and let them know that you would like to subscribe to the Masthead. The Masthead has been brought to you by the Siemens Church Institute, 50 Broadway, 26th floor, New York, New York, 10004. All rights reserved. Until next Masthead, I'm Don Sheets.